Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Respected viewers, assalamu alaikum. Today we're going to talk about Surah At-Tawheed, this short and amazing chapter of the Quran. The Prophet of Islam has likened reciting this surah to Imam Ali alayhi salam. When you recite this surah, this chapter of the Quran, three times, it's equal to reciting the entire Quran. In the same way, we should help Imam Ali, love Imam Ali in three ways: by our tongues, by our hearts, and actions. And there you will complete your love of Islam. So this is a very powerful surah. It gives us protection reciting it. It is a cure for us. Those that are sick, recite this. It is the light of, you could say, the Quran. It brings us ma'rifat. And therefore, when you really think of this verse, it gives us this message of understanding God, how He truly is. What does the surah say? The first is, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah who is one. One here is not the number one. One here meaning that He does not have any peer. He is the only one. There's nothing else like Him. So therefore, there's no type of existence that's even compared to God. He is one. He is Ahad. Then you say, Allahu Samad. What does As-Samad mean? Samad has different meanings in the hadith, but is translated as Allah is the eternal refuge. Samad, you could say, is a being that has no need whatsoever. Every type of existence has contingencies, but God is self-sufficient. God doesn't have any need. So therefore, when He has everything, when He is self-sufficient, and the rest of creation is in need, He becomes the refuge. So you can say He is the eternal refuge because He has everything that He needs to exist. Therefore, He is always existing. There's no time period when Allah is not existing. So therefore, He's eternal because He is self-sufficient, because He is Samad, and therefore, He is a refuge. So we have to incorporate this in our life, that we should seek refuge in God, who doesn't have any need, who is self-sufficient. He neither begets nor is born. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. You cannot compare God to any type of man or any type of creation, because creation has limitations. Creation needs time and space. Creation can beget or begotten, but God cannot, because He is self-sufficient. He is Ahad. There's no need for another God. There's no need for a son, no need for a father. So therefore, at the end we say, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And nor is there to Him any equivalent, any type of equivalent, either in terms of thought, in essence, or in terms of fi'l, in terms of action. Nothing is like Him. There is no equivalent to God. His essence, as we said, is an essence that is different than any other type of creation. Different than creation, any other type of attribute that mankind has. Because it is wajibul wujud, self-sufficient existence, not needing anything, that has all of perfection and all the abilities of perfection and power. It is God. So therefore, when you think of this and you see that God doesn't have any equivalent in His essence, and doesn't have any equivalent in His action, that all actions are performed by Him, that means that He is the powerful Lord. When it comes to His actions, nobody can stop what God desires. Whenever He wants, He says to it, be, and it is. So to take this surah and to implement it in our lives, we have to understand when He is the eternal refuge, when there's nothing like Him, when He does not beget or is not born, we are learning about true Tawheed, and we are learning that we should rely on this ultimate source of power, ultimate source of beauty. And this is some of the beauty of the Holy Quran. And in such a very short way, has such a deep meaning, and you understand that God cannot have any contingencies, any type of equivalent, and any type of comparisons, because He is Ahad. He is the one. So alhamdulillah, we thank God for allowing us and in introducing Himself in Surah At-Tawheed. As everybody has an ID, you could say the ID card of God is Surah At-Tawheed, and we understand how He is in a very short and powerful way. Keep us in your du'as, brothers and sisters. Goodbye. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.